You're listening to a podcast from 702.
John Adderley on the line to us from London for this morning's Worldview. John, good morning. We've got a date, at least from the US, for North Korea's major disarmament.
Good morning to you. Yes, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the U.S. hopes to see major North Korean disarmament by the end of President Trump's current term. So that would be January 2021. He was speaking in South Korea, where he said he's confident that Pyongyang understands the need for in-depth verification that it's dismantling its nuclear program. And asked by reporters why that wasn't specified in the document signed by Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, Mr. Pompeo condemned their questions as insulting and ridiculous. But I think that shows that it is a bit of a sensitive issue here, that people are looking for reassurances about all of this. And then Mike Pompeo spoke alongside the foreign ministers of South Korea and Japan, still in Seoul. All three of them emphasized the importance of continued close cooperation in bringing about the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And Mr. Pompeo also confirmed that security guarantees for North Korea and the lifting of sanctions depend on this happening irreversibly. I think it's no coincidence that Mike Pompeo went to Seoul. You know, there's some wobbles there amongst American allies, particularly South Korea, of course, following this surprise announcement that Donald Trump says he's going to halt joint military exercises with South Korea. South Korea says it's still trying to work out the intentions there and what that's all about. It's particularly concerned as well about the long-term aspiration that Donald Trump has to pull U.S. troops out of South Korea. I think that's something that Seoul are a little bit worried about as well.
And a fallout over Brexit in the Scottish Parliament.
Yeah, this is extraordinary scenes. It's always rowdy, Prime Minister's questions, the weekly knockabout in the Houses of Parliament. And the leader of the Scottish Nationalist Party at Westminster, Ian Blackford, was ordered out of the Commons because he failed to sit down after protesting about the way Scotland is being treated over Brexit. He's accusing London of a power grab. He says that responsibilities coming back from Brussels that are to do with Scotland should come under the jurisdiction of the Scottish Parliament. And he thinks that Scotland's wishes are being ignored in all of this. It did seem a little bit like a pre-planned stunt in the Commons, I have to say, but a very effective way of getting their point across, because it was leading all the news bulletins, because the Scottish National Party leader stood up and walked out, and then all his fellow Scottish Nationalist MPs stood up and walked out with him. One of them even turned to wave goodbye. And all of this happening while Theresa May, the Prime Minister, was just sitting there drumming her fingers on the desk, waiting for things to get underway again. It might seem a bit farcical and comical, but, you know, there's a lot of seriousness here. It's been a very difficult 2 days for Theresa May. She's managed to get through a series of crucial Commons votes, but she's had to make some promises to potentially rebellious Conservative MPs. She's got to come good on her promises to them. Some of them are unhappy about how Brexit is proceeding. She's lived to fight another day, but another day of reckoning may yet be to come.
Thank you very much. That's John Adderley on the line to us from London for today's Worldview. Every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question came from @_atmlindobatini, and the tweet asks, I would like to know, what is the purpose of yawning? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. And to get the answer, we spoke to Renata Girica, who's a clinical psychologist.
Interesting in that it has more than one benefit or explanation. On a purely evolutionary survival level, yawning functions to wake you up and is contagious, so it also ensures that it wakes those up around you to alert you to potential dangers and historically predators in your environment. On a more psychological level, yawning is often indicative of unconscious feelings of anger or aggression or dislike towards someone. So if you are yawning in someone's presence, it might be a communication unconsciously that I'm not really that interested.
And so, Mlindo, because you've had your Emirates Worldview question answered, you win R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates Business Class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Morning, Robin. Glad to see you're back. I just wanted to pop in before your meeting with the team from Chambers & Chambers.
Don't worry, Mr. Fredericks. I took care of that already.
You did? How?
Over a bottle of fine French wine and a gourmet meal.
Oh.
I happened to sit next to Miss Chambers at the Emirates Lounge in Beijing.
So you landed the account before you even took off. That's good work.
With gourmet meals and fine wines in our worldwide lounges, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.